Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of The Kind Mind Project. We are still processing and digesting our experience at Empower Her Live this year. Of course, we're going to get started with a Kind Mind Affirmations poll. Again, if you are interested in being a part of the Affirmations deck restock, let me know. I want to see if we are wanting some more of these puppies to be cooked up. So, let's see what we got. I release the fear that is preventing me from growing. I release the fear that's preventing me from growing. This could not be a more perfect card for the piece that I want to process with you today. This woman that I had the opportunity of hearing speak at Empower Her Live in Denver a few weeks ago, she is someone that I was not familiar with before. She specializes in grief and grief processing. She's a grief expert. And initially, I was like, you know, I don't know if I need to hear this one. And man, oh man, was I wrong. Was I so, so wrong? Her name is Ashley Lemieux, and she is a brilliant human. A brilliant human. And I'm sure by reading the title of this episode, you know kind of where we're headed. But one of those moments that I had in hearing her speak, one of those like gut-speaking moments that I had in hearing her keynote, she said, what if grief is something that doesn't need to be fixed? So often we are putting pressure on ourselves to process our grief and heal. And when am I going to be a fully healed human? When am I going to get to the place where that thing doesn't affect me anymore? Where that trauma, where that experience, where that pitfall doesn't affect me anymore? When am I going to be a healed human? And to that, Ashley says, and I wholeheartedly agree, what if that is something that doesn't need to be fixed? Because if it was something that needed to be fixed, that would tell me that you were broken. And you are the farthest thing from broken. So what if instead of this thing, this experience, this trauma, this happening needed to be fixed, what if instead it was something to experience? And hearing her say that, things immediately opened up for me. I don't know about you, but the amount of times I've told myself, well, someday I'm going to get over this. Someday I'm not going to think about it anymore. Someday it's not going to be difficult or painful to acknowledge anymore. And I noticed what I was really doing in that scenario was stuffing it down. That wasn't me acknowledging what I had experienced. That wasn't me acknowledging and processing what I was trying to heal from. That was me saying, someday I'll be okay with that. Pushing it off, stuffing it down. And really, what we do when we stuff down or block all of the bad stuff, we block all the good stuff too. as humans, we are so talented in the area of stuffing down our emotions. We are so talented in pretending that that's not how we feel. In pretending that that's not something that affects us or shifts us or impacts us. We're so good at stuffing it all down and sticking the lid on there so that we don't have to acknowledge it, so that we don't have to feel it fully. And when we do that, when we stuff down all the bad because we don't want to feel the pain, we're stuffing down the good, too. When we're trying so hard to stuff down emotion, we're stuffing down all emotion, not just the bad stuff. I imagine you can think of a time where you were really trying to hold it together. Where you were really trying to keep your shit together. And in the process of that, I'm sure, because I know I've done it too, I'm sure it didn't leave you feeling at peace. It didn't leave you feeling happy and whole. It left you feeling numb. It left you feeling blank. It left you with this lack of emotion, rather than the emotion that you know you want to seek out. Rather than the emotion that you know you want to experience. But we stuff it down. We stuff it down so that we can keep our shit together. We stuff it down so we don't have to feel the pain of what's there. But she told this beautiful story of the way that a buffalo responds to the first sign of a storm. Most animals in the wild, when they see a storm approaching, they run for the hills. They sprint as far away from the storm as they can. But she said a buffalo does the opposite. A buffalo runs through the storm. Runs into it. Looks at it and says, you know what? I know this is something that I'm going to need to experience, and I'm going to get through it faster by running through it, by acknowledging that it's there and running through it. How many times have we done what any other animal would do when faced with a storm? Run for the hills. Pretended it wasn't there. Got as far away from it as we could so we didn't have to see it. And the storm still came. The storm was still there, was still something that we had to experience. So maybe that buffalo was onto something. Maybe they have the right idea. Maybe what that experience actually needs from me is acknowledgement. Is acknowledgement that it's there. We know the feeling of ignoring the storm. We know the feeling of ignoring what we try to pretend isn't bothering us, what we try to pretend wasn't hard, what we try to pretend isn't still filling up space in our head. And that pretending gets us nowhere. The storm still comes. The storm still comes. So what if, instead of this being an experience that had to be fixed or had to be ignored, what if instead it was something that had to be experienced? Because here's the thing, we can try our damnedest to only get the positive or fuzzy emotions out of life. We can try really hard. But we know that the good comes with the bad. That is a part of the human experience. And pretending it's not there just keeps it waiting in the wings. It will come, whether we run away from the storm or not. So maybe right now you're thinking, yeah, I know that one experience, that one source of pain, that one difficult thing that I haven't been acknowledging, I know it's there. And I know that I have been ignoring it. I know that I've been stuffing it down. I want to ask you, what would happen if you slowly and safely allowed yourself to look at it? I imagine that experience or that part of my story that I have been so wholeheartedly trying to ignore. I imagine that experience taking up space in this room right now. And wherever you are, decide where that thing is sitting. Where have you pushed it off to? Maybe you take a moment and you allow yourself to just look over at it. You don't have to talk. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to have any answers. But you allow yourself to look over at it and say, yeah, I see you. I see you. I know that you're there. I know that you're a part of my story. And I know that pushing you down also pushes down all of the other things that I want to experience in my life. So I need to learn how to have you and I exist in the same space. Maybe you're not something to be fixed, but you're something that I'm supposed to experience. And let's also be clear about something. There is something very different with emotionally processing something, truly processing it, and being emotional. Maybe when I say that, you have an immediate reaction, and my hope is that that reaction is, well, I certainly know times where I've just been emotional. And to that, I say, one, girl, same. I feel you. I probably recently have done the same. But by this, I mean being emotional in a unproductive way. Sometimes our emotions just need to get out, right? Sometimes we have a moment where we just need to let the emotions out of us because we've kept them in for so long and they just need to go somewhere. Other times, though, this being emotional experience is actually a little bit limiting. Limiting in the sense of we may be wallowing, or if you listened to last week's episode, we may be going back to that addiction of our sad story, right? And getting us back to an unhelpful place. But when we look at true emotional processing, we are digesting what that experience means. We're digesting how that experience lived in our body, how we feel about it now, how it's impacting us now. And that processing piece of it is really freaking hard. Really freaking hard. But there's a big, big difference in being emotional and participating in emotional processing. So when we have this conversation of, you know, don't stuff down your emotions, don't try to pretend they're not there because they'll come out, sometimes they come out in an unhelpful way. After we've been doing something like this for so long, sometimes they come out in a really unhelpful way and don't bring us to a productive place. So how do we responsibly, safely, productively process our emotions? How do we do that? First of all, we're going to have to feel the feeling, right? We're going to have to take that lid off and experience the feeling that we've been pushing off for so long. But we're also going to have to label it and define it for ourselves. What is this experience that we're having right now? We almost have to give it a name. And then here comes the challenging part. We're going to have to validate the feeling that it's there, acknowledge that it's there, and then challenge its relevance to our current life. Challenge its relevance with any kind of evidence that we can pull from, that this experience is now currently relevant to what is happening now. I think personally, this is best for people that really fall into old negative thought patterns or thought loops about this experience, right? If you find yourself constantly in a state of negative thought looping about what you've experienced, this might be a good idea for you to challenge the relevance of this event or this experience or this relationship or this circumstance, whatever it is, to challenge the relevance of that now in your current life. This is something that happened previously. Sure, it might have been a week ago. It might have been 5 years ago. It might have been something in our childhood that we really haven't wanted to acknowledge. But we need to test its relevance now and define what that means. Because we get to decide. You get to decide what that means for you now. You get to decide the amount of space that that takes up in your life and also what that means about you. We need to be very careful about the meaning that we assign. I think another impactful question that we can start to ask ourselves is, what is this emotional experience trying to tell me? Because this is coming up for a reason, right? This thing that we don't feel fully healed from. These emotions are coming up for a reason. So what is it trying to tell me? Right now, the answer might be it's trying to tell me that I've ignored it for a long time and, hey, pay attention to me and do something about it. That might be what it's trying to tell you right now. But one of, I think, the most impactful questions we can ask ourselves when we're doing any kind of emotional processing is exactly that. What is this experience, this emotion that I'm feeling in my body, what is it trying to communicate to me? What does it need from me in order to do what it needs to do? In order for the storm to work its way through, what does it need from me? How can I serve the storm so that it can start to dissipate? How can I head into the storm head on and give the storm what it needs to calm? Give the storm what it needs to heal. And the funny thing about healing is there's never one magical moment that you're looking for. There's no one magical moment where you're able to say, I have healed from that experience. I am a healed, whole human. We're not looking for one magical moment. We're looking for ourselves to acknowledge and slowly head through the storm. So my friend, you don't need to be fixed. You don't need to be fixed. There is not a part of you that's broken. There is not a part of you that is less than whole. But I hope that you leave today knowing that what life has handed you or what you are experiencing, maybe even now, does not say that you need to be fixed, but instead, maybe this is something that you need to experience. You're not broken. You do not need to be fixed. You're whole just as you are. And these emotions that you've been trying to stuff down are a part of you being human. They're a part of you being human. And when we stuff down the bad, when we block out the bad, we're also blocking out the good. So today, I hope that you take one step in acknowledging the things that you've been trying to ignore. One step. Maybe that step is you look over at what you've been pushing off and you're able to say, I see you. I see you. I hear you. I know that you're there. Start that acknowledgement process. I know it's hard. And I'm here with you. If you need anything in that process, I hope that you feel comfortable in sending me a DM over on Instagram. Shoot me a message at Emily and the Kind Mind and fill me in on the storm that you're facing right now. Because we all do. And this is a part of the unsexy work. It's also the work that's the most rewarding. I love you. Take care of my friend. And I'll talk to you soon.
Dude, thank you so much for including the Kind Mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the Kind Mind and let a girl know, okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much and you stay kind to that freaking mind.